Line unmuted.
Morning and welcome to the December 5th, 2023 Sussex County County. First things, you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. We had the minutes of November 14th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have three letters. The first is Delaware Lions Foundation. Then we have one from Milford Housing Development Corporation and for Cape and Loop and Senior Center. All thank council for their grants and donations.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Everybody signed up? One person, okay. Bring the sign-up sheet up here, and we'll get them up here. Time for public comment. The public can speak to council for up to 3 minutes. Anything we have some in or interest in or control of. Ricky.
Morning and thank you.
Morning. There you go. On the bottom of that thing.
Okay. Is that better?
Good.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Rick Hansen, resident of Governor and the president of Governor's Homeowners Association in Lewis. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'll start by commending the council and the Zoning Commission for initiating the design standard review we're going on. It's desperately needed before it is too late to save the Sussex County and the quality of life residents seek to maintain. Your decisions and approvals that you make here are a last chance to protect what makes this a place, a special place to live. It's time for the developers to step up and protect what their marketing claims so proudly promote. They can do more to protect open space, protect forests, lessen their impact on neighboring communities. It's wonderful to see the recent uptick in activity by residents who seek to start fighting back and have their voices heard. The system you oversee is stacked against the local homeowner. You have pubs that we show up for and comment at before we've actually had a chance to the plans or have them legally reviewed. Then, when the hearing, you are no longer willing to listen further comments. As a result, you are seeing residents become much more vocal, which is evident by the growing growth of organizations like the Preservation Coalition, Lewis Open Space Alliance. The burden and cost of saving open space should not sit only on the back of residents. You can help, and the developers can help. Maybe, rather than creating an artificial winter wonderland, a certain developer could build a park or set aside a bit of nature for everyone to enjoy. All the talk during approval process of master plans, comprehensive plans, traffic calming features, DOT regulations, interconnectivity is all confusing to the average person, but in the end, we know how this will work. The developer's lawyers will figure out a way to manipulate and dilute everything so it stays in their favor unless you start saying no. And the word interconnectivity, a word that has many different meanings and interpretations, what it does not mean is to destroy the quality of life in one community for a perceived benefit of another. You don't have to wait to make a difference. You can start enforcing more of the elements of your own comprehensive plan. You can start telling the developers that they need to do more. Why should a few be allowed to profit at the expense of the quality of life for an entire community? You can even start today by limiting the governor's village center.
Excuse me, sir. No. That said, we haven't voted on yet.
The record is closed on that matter. We cannot have any further comment on that.
Nothing about that subject.
All right. So I will skip the word governors and finish by allowing unrestricted interconnectivity. Safety will be put at risk. You will be not adhering to your own comprehensive plan, Section 12, which outlines interconnectivity options. And also, the state of Delaware has numerous publications published on traffic calming features that can be added to mitigate interconnectivity issues. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Operator, would you check online, please?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make public comment, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. We'll close public comment. I do want to just make one sidebar here. There was some reference a while ago when the gentleman spoke about once the public hearing is over, we won't listen to what the people have to say. The purpose is because legally we cannot do that. The courts have upheld more than once. The only thing we can base our decision on is the public record at the public comments from planning and zoning meeting, our public hearing. That's it. You know, a lot of times after it's over with, I'll get emails and phone calls, and it's not that we don't care. We cannot use that as anything to make a decision on because both parties haven't heard it. So just so everybody understands that. Consent agenda, we have five items. First thing is a proclamation request for the Cape and Open High School Field Hockey Division I state champions. The next is a proclamation request for the Del Mar High School Field Hockey Division II state champions. And the third is the Sussex County High School Boys Soccer Division II state champions. A lot of state champions down here, isn't there? That's a good thing. Use of existing wastewater infrastructure use agreement IUA-1802350 Millville Square, the Millville area. And use of existing wastewater infrastructure use agreement IUA-1193, preserve at Shore Vista, Ocean View area. Any questions, concerns on these? If not, I entertain a motion to approve consent agenda. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson, your report, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for December 5th, 2023. Item number one, a reminder that the annual Caroling on the Circle program will take place this Thursday, December 7th, at 6:30 in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the County Council each year. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and bring a food item for the less fortunate if they can afford to do so. The Pack the Pod campaign will remain in full swing until the end of December. New this year, we are partnering with the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce, which sponsors the Georgetown Christmas Parade. Following Caroling on the Circle, the town will hold its tree lighting before the parade steps off at 7 p.m. We invite the public to attend this fun-filled festive evening. Item two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 23 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 190 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. Item three, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Maritima, FKA, Red Clover Walk, Cedar Grove, and Coastal Cove, Phase 1 roads and Phase 1 and 2 sewer, effective October 31st. Vincent Overlook, Phase 6A construction record, Vincent Overlook, Phase 6B construction record, and Vincent Overlook, Phase 8 construction record, effective November 1st. Item 4, it's with great sadness we inform you that pensioner Pauline Hughes passed away on Tuesday, November 21st. Ms. Hughes began her career in Sussex County in February 2004 when she worked until February 2018 for a total of 14 years. Her last position with the county was Clerk 4 in Building Code. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Hughes family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. And just so everybody's all aware of this, all these Vincent Overlook phases, the only overlook I got is East Ivy Drive in Seaford, one of my house I live in. That's not I got an overlook. Mr. Ashman. Morning.
Good morning. I have a couple items here for you this morning. The first one is a plan review and inspection agreement. We're here today to present this for consideration, an agreement template for road review and inspection of new subdivisions within municipal boundaries. And it's come to our attention that several municipalities within the county do not have their own review or inspection teams and for review of construction drawings and their on-site inspection. The engineering department has developed an agreement that would shift the review of those plans for roadways, site grading, and stormwater conveyance for any proposed subdivision within municipal boundaries that do not have their own. And the county will initiate the plan review and interaction with the developer's engineers once the municipality grants underlying preliminary land use approval per their respective charters. All construction plans would then be submitted directly to the county, and all plan review fees as approved in the budget ordinance will be paid to the county. We currently have one such agreement executed for the town of Blades for your consideration. and a second waiting execution from the town of Ellendale. If council chooses to approve this template, then we can complete them as a consent agenda in the future.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the plan review and inspection agreement template and the town of Plades agreement, shifting the review of inspection of roadways, site grading, and stormwater within municipal boundaries to the Sussex County as presented on December 5th, 2023.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
John did. Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion?
Question.
Mrs. Green.
This is to put it on the agenda for discussion?
No, this is to pass it. We got a copy of that in our yeah. email. And this is only if the town wants to do it. This doesn't make the town do it.
Okay,
the town has to request to do it.
Yeah. Okay, yes. I needed because I'm representing Ellendale and I have not had a conversation with anybody to.
Apparently, they've had a conversation with us, I guess.
We've had a conversation with them. They're kind of shifting some direction, so we don't know that they're going to execute theirs, but it is in their hands.
It's an option for them if they
choose. They can choose. Yeah. If they don't want to do it, then they have never got to do it.
Right.
Okay. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The second is the proposed South Greenwood area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is permission to post for a potential new area within the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. It's for parcel 530-14-16 and 17. The engineering department has received a request from Delaware Electric Co-op for sewer service for their facility south of Greenwood. The facility is not contiguous to the existing boundary, therefore it would need to be established as a new area. Public hearing held, referendum held, everything for the parcels similar to the North Georgetown project. The request comes stating the inability to replace or expand their existing on-site system based on the existing building layouts and impervious areas. The request also states that without the ability to replace or expand the existing on-site, they would be unable to move forward with their planned expansion and provide new employment opportunities. They desire to construct a low-pressure sewer system connecting multiple buildings to a common small grinder station that would then connect to our existing force main. Understanding they would pay for the improvements and offer paying for the electricity and providing our backup generator service for the grinder station. The engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing to establish a boundary, which would be known as the South Greenwood area. And at this meeting, the department will present proposed boundary, explain rates, and voting process should we move forward to a referendum.
Okay. You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for a public hearing to establish the boundary for the South Greenwood area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District as presented on December 5th, 2023.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Very much.
Mr. Medlars. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members.
Morning.
Morning.
The first one up is the Joy Beach project, and that's the Joy Beach Phase 2. And you may recall we had initial requests from the Joy Beach proper and the Waterview area. That was created as a first standalone district, and then we moved on.
Turn your mic on, please.
Thank you. The two areas, which were to the north of it, right there on Camp Arrowhead Road. So the original approval for the engineering covered the Joy Beach proper and the area we're currently constructing, which we're doing under our contract administration and our inspection teams. So that did not trigger an amendment to the engineering contract with KCI. KCI was one of the three companies selected 5 years ago, and almost 5 years ago, and I will leave that for my successor to deal with because that renewal is coming up next year. So somebody will have to work on that. So, but in this case, it's a continuation contract. So we requested the amendment number 5. And I know inquiring minds like Councilman Ryland probably wonder, why is that 1 and 5? because...
I heard we were going to have a consultant available to help out, so...
That's right. Yes. So 1 and 5 is because the amendments are consecutively numbered, but you can work on different areas and different projects.
Sure.
So that's why it's number 5 and not number 2. So we have the proposal, we reviewed the proposal, and it looks, that would get us the design, and then we can get the supplemental funding request applied for once we have the design and the estimate based on the new design. So I have a suggested motion for KCI's amendment.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 5 to the 5-year miscellaneous engineering services agreement with KCI Technologies Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $152,520 for the design and permitting of Joy Beach Phase 2.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
And I had the opportunity, the South Coastal update. So normally I would not bring this small change order forward, especially because it's a companion change order. So something you already previously approved for the general contractor, that's just the electrical side to it, mm-hmm. to the HVAC improvements for the two oldest buildings, where you had previously approved that all the HVAC equipment comes out from the 70s. And whatever's left, most of it's pretty rusty and gets replaced. And then here, now we got the companion change order. But I was hoping I would have some of the final issues wrapped up with Ronka, but they were not quite ready yet. So I felt an update is due. So you see all the, I added all the previous actions, and then I have just that small item for the electrical component for the
sure.
for the companion. So we're still looking at the full completion by, you know, mid-24. And Mr. Lawson and I are diligently trying to work on our team members to make sure we have good continuation. And I will certainly love to be standing right next to you cutting the ribbon.
I hope so.
Well, you're doing the cutting. Understanding that.
Yeah.
So I do have a suggested motion for that.
A huge motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and change order number 25 for contract C19-17, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Process Upgrade number 3, and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvements Program Phase 2 electrical construction be approved for an increase of $17,939.03.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Sorry.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
So the next one is pretty much, no, it is wrapping up our big, big project at Inland Bays. So we have identified all the unknowns. We priced either with lump sums or with unit prices, which we agreed upon the unknowns. We unfortunately also had to deal with the geese. We all know about that story, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a fair approach that we split the geese damage three ways, between the subcontractor, the contractor, and us. The new plans are in, and the new plans have been selected with the geese damage in mind, and they're different rushes, so we do not expect this to repeat itself. We also have had we had some damage which was partially self-inflicted, and we won't go into any greater details, which had to be repaired. That's already finished, that's repaired. And we had another joint effort where the contractor made some changes to the perimeter road around the lagoons, where we now agreed, after some considerable back and forth, how to integrate this in the complete a grading package, because it was not included in the other one. The other items are more or less smaller items, but these are sort of the big high level ticket numbers. And at this point, I do not want to be back on this project, because that means something very unforeseen is happening. Mm-hmm. So here we are. So I think we did pretty well. I don't know whether anybody of you had a chance to go out there and take a look at it. It's quite impressive. So we do have a suggested motion for you.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 3 for contract S2205 Cannon Road Inland Base, road drainage improvements and constructed wetlands be approved, increasing the contract amount by $375,000 and extend the contract by 29 calendar days.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yes, motion
carried.
Thank
you, Mr. President and Council, and we will be back for the reconciliation, because that included some units, so we believe we had estimated them conservatively. So, but there's going to be a small change one way or another on that. So that will be the closeout change order.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Robertson, presentation discussion related to Delaware Marijuana Control Act. I'm sure we're all anxiously awaiting this.
Yeah, thank you. So this is sort of it's less of a presentation or sort of an update and next steps on this. So the Delaware Marijuana Control Act was adopted or enacted back in April of this year. There are regulations that are being promulgated. One of the things that that act said was that the towns can prohibit marijuana establishments and everything associated with that, but the counties cannot. And so what we need to do is be ahead of that, because right now our zoning code doesn't talk about where these can or should go in any way, shape, or form. And as a sort of a technical matter, it's a lot like liquor licenses. If you apply for one of these licenses through the commissioner that oversees them, that commissioner is going to ask, is it a permitted use from one of the three counties, depending on where it is, in our case, Sussex County. Just as a little bit of background, we look to see, and this may not be all-inclusive, and it doesn't suggest that the towns that aren't listed have allowed the sale or marijuana establishments or the various uses to occur, but the ones that have prohibited that we know about, just based on a cursory check, because they're all acting on their own in different ways, so it's not like there's one clearinghouse to find out where whether they've acted, but the ones that are prohibited are Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach, Bethany Beach, Millville, Seaford, Ocean View, Fenwick Island, Millsboro, Dagsboro, and Middletown. There may be, Middletown's obviously not in Sussex County, but there may be one or two more that prohibited that we're not aware of. And like I said, I don't want to suggest that if it was a town that was left off that they have authorized it, they may just not have acted on it yet. So with our county zoning under the act, we can enact zoning ordinances that regulate it. We can regulate based on time, matter, and place for marijuana establishments, where they can be located and where they cannot be located. There's also another aspect of it that's seen of it for Sussex County's marijuana cultivation facilities. But with regard to the establishments, meaning the ones that primarily sell marijuana and things related to it, and talking to staff, we sort of looked across the board at all our different zoning districts, and we were thinking that the C3 heavy commercial district is the appropriate location, because that's sort of our largest in terms of type of use commercial district, but also it's the one sort of location-wise on major arterial roadways. We kind of looked at C2s. Those were smaller roadways, and we just didn't think, at least on the initial conversation, that it was appropriate to put them, on smaller parcels of land on lesser roadways. And the other thing would be that if someone wanted to open one of these marijuana establishments, it would not only be in a C3 heavy commercial district, but also require conditional use. So it goes through planning and zoning and county council for that conditional use. In terms of the time and place restrictions, a couple things that we were looking at in terms of staff discussions and obviously conversations offline with a few of you was that no marijuana establishment could be located within 1 mile of any municipal boundary. The reason for that was that we didn't want, if a town has made the decision that they don't want these to occur within those municipal boundaries, you know, it's somewhat unfair to them to say, okay, well, we're going to put it right next door to your municipal boundary. So that was one item. No marijuana establishment can be located within 3 miles of another marijuana establishment, and that no marijuana establishment can be located closer than 1 mile from any church, treatment center, school, or college. And then hours of operation, just 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. So those are kind of the guardrails that we were thinking about that would be in code. And, you know, we do have those types of guardrails elsewhere in code, you know, for different types of uses. So that would be one proposal for the establishments. The other one that's a little more difficult is the marijuana cultivation facility. That's obviously growing the plant, but under the state definition, it also includes the preparation and packaging of it. So on the one hand, it's sort of a crop that would be much like an agricultural use. On the other hand, it goes beyond that with preparation and packaging. However, because it's a crop, we looked at it being similar to the AR1, so the thought was keep it in the AR1 but require conditional use in the AR1 for marijuana cultivation. So that's really sort of sums up where we are and where we're thinking of going. If you all are in agreement with sort of that outline, the next step would be to craft an ordinance and bring it back to
I have a question.
Both the commission and council for public hearings. Sure.
When it comes to growing, what about security and surveillance for those crop areas, and how big of a piece of property can they put that on? Because you know what's going to happen. People start growing it. If they don't have proper security or surveillance, it's going to be a field day.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, it has to be regulated, or it will be approved by the state.
Okay.
So a farmer has to go to the commissioner and get approval to do that. But, and I forgot to mention it, one of the things we talked about was that, like we have, again, for other types of uses for the cultivation, that it be no closer than a certain number of feet from the property line. So there'd be some separation from property line to the actual cultivated area. And we'll look at the code to see what some of the others are, you know, whether it's 50 feet, 100 feet, you know, just to see, you know, how we've treated some other uses. So.
More questions?
Comment? Question or comment?
Mr. Green.
So in two cases, you have 1 mile, like you can't be within 1 mile, and one you have 3 miles, like to the town 1 mile. It would simplify to make everything 3 miles so that it's 3 miles. And we don't want somebody to be able to, like 1 mile, you can walk. So if you live in this town, you can literally walk. So if we made it 3 miles, then you got to think about it a little harder before you walk that 6 miles. Yep. Also, is schools included?
Yes, yeah. So it's 3 miles. Well, it was 1 mile from any church, treatment center, school, or college.
Yeah, schools included.
Yeah, one so mile. There is some logic to having them all the same, but the sort of the categories were, right now, the way we talked about, was 1 mile from a town boundary, 3 miles from another establishment, and 1 mile from any church, treatment center, school, or college.
That'd be, you know, I'd like 3 miles.
That's certainly something to consider if you want.
Think twice to walk there and quickly get back, you know. Just my 2 cents.
More questions?
Is there sort of a head nod on that, making it consistent?
Yeah, I think so.
It's as restrictive as possible if it's up to me.
Okay.
You make it 5 miles for all I care.
Agreed.
Well, understood. The issue is we also have to be cognizant of the state law. We can't,
I understand.
You know, de facto deny.
I get it.
Get it. But no, I think that there's logic in that. That'll make it easier because then it's just the same measurement.
Same everywhere.
Yeah, you don't have to think about what it is you're measuring from or
good
to.
Point.
It's all the same. Okay. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and put together an ordinance. There's a timing component of this. We want to get out in front of it with our zoning code before they start considering licenses, you know, because once they do that, you know, theoretically this could go anywhere or nowhere because we don't have it laid out in our zoning code right now.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Got your instructions. Everything else we're working on?
Always a pleasure seeing you.
Thanks.
Mr. Whitehouse, come forward, please. Old business.
Old business.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have eight items of old business this morning. The first is ordinance number 20-06. This is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the county for a parcel of land located at 9329 Brickyard Road in Seaford. And county council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before council on February 9th of 2021. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, county council deferred for further consideration.
Okay. If somebody would make a motion to approve that.
I'll make that.
I think I'll read the.
You gotta read it first, I'm sorry.
Short title first.
I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In ordinance amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 1-32-2.00-264.00, portion thereof, reasons given by as 1 through 6 by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, any question on the motion? I'm going to take the vote, being that's my district, I'll vote first. I disagree with Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve this application for an amendment to the plan, future land use map. While the applicant stated it has an agreement to connect to the water treatment facility at Mobile Gardens Manufacturer Home Community, located to the north of the property, applicant did not provide council with evidence that this connection is adequate to serve the property, nor did it provide DENREC authorization for Mobile Gardens Manufacturer Home Community to provide wastewater services for the property. Number two, applicant has not provided council with evidence that it has obtained a CPCN, Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, from the Public Service Commission to provide drinking water. Number three, failure to provide DENREC and Public Service Commission approval for this sewer and water, respectively, could have an adverse impact on the use of the property. So, and for all of that, my vote will be no. Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. President, I will also vote no based on the reasons given by you just now.
Mr. Green.
I will vote no based on the reasons given by you this morning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote no based on your reasons.
Mr. Riley.
I agree with you, your reasoning, and I also vote no.
Motion defeated. Next.
Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1910, filed on behalf of Brickyard Apartments, LLC. This is a change of zone application, Mr. President, for the same parcel of land for a change of zoning from AR1 agricultural residential to a GR general residential district for the same parcel. I would note that because you've acted on the previous application, that now this application relied upon the previous application.
Correct. So. Mr. Moore, your short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.093 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 9.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Obviously, Mr. Whitehouse just referenced, we did not pass the land use map change, so we cannot pass this. And for the same reasons I read before, those three reasons, I'm going to vote no on this change of zone application. Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote no based on the reasons given by you this morning.
Mrs. Green.
I will vote no based on the reasonings given by you this morning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote no based on the reasons you gave on the first part.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote no based on those reasons.
Motion denied. Next.
Okay, our next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2212, also filed on behalf of Brickyard Apartments, LLC. This is related to the same parcel of land as the previous two applications. This is a conditional use application for multi-family dwellings, 48 apartments, to be located at 9329 Brickyard Road, Seaford. County Council considered this at the public hearing on February 9th of 2021, and it was deferred for further consideration. Again, I would note that this is linked to the previous two applications.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore, for your short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily, 48 apartments, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through N.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Obviously, for the first the reasons I gave previously, two things before, 1 through 3, denied the change of zone and the change of land use map. Because the change of zone was denied, we have no application. We can't approve this. It must be denied. My vote's no. Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote no based on the reasons just given by you here this morning.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote no based on your reasons given here this morning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote no based on your previous reasons.
Mr. Schaefer. Mr. Riley.
I also vote no based on your previous reasons.
Motion denied. Next.
Thank you. Our next item is an ordinance number 22-08 relating to the future land use map element of the comprehensive plan. This relates to a parcel of land located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Route 9, approximately 620 feet northeast of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30. County Council considered this as a public hearing at its meeting of February 7th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action was deferred on the application for further consideration.
Pleasure, Council. Oh, but Mr. Morby, short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 135-11.00-65.00.
Pleasure, Council.
It's my district.
Yes, you are.
So I'm going to, I vote no based on the.
We need the move for adoption first.
Sorry, move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson. Question on the motion. Now we're going to take the vote, Mr. Riley.
Yeah, I agree with the reasoning offered by Planning and Zoning on this one, and I will vote no.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes. I believe it's clean up the area, get rid of blight, and provide necessary housing units for people in that buying range.
Mr. Green.
Based on the testimony at the public hearing on this application, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote no based on Planning and Zoning's reasonings.
I also vote no based on P&Z's reasons. Motion defeated. Next.
Our next item is change of zone number 1959, filed on behalf of Charles E. Turner, Jr. This relates to the same parcel of land, Mr. President, as the previous item. This is a change of zone application from a change of zone from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for the same parcel of land. Again, County Council considered this at the public hearing on February 7th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action was deferred for further consideration. I would note that this one, like the previous group, is linked to the last application.
Morby, short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 9.72 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I'm obviously based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations, I'll vote no, but I'll also add that, you know, when applications are coming and seeking, you know, upzoning for a higher density and they're not including anything that helps the county further its goals towards affordable or workforce housing, it's a little troubling, and I'd like to see, you know, some recognition of those needs within the county when we're asking for higher zoning and greater density. So my vote's no.
Schaefer.
I will vote no based on the previous vote and also by the reasons given by Mr. Riley.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote no based on the recommendation and the testimony from John Riley.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with Planning and Zoning and Mr. Riley. I vote no.
I also agree with P&Z recommendation. I vote no. Motion denied. Next.
Yeah, our next item is conditional use number 2320, also filed on behalf of Charles E. Turner, Jr. This is a conditional use for the same parcel of land for multifamily dwellings, 42 units. County Council considered this at a public hearing, and at the conclusion of the meeting of February 7th of this year, County Council deferred for further consideration.
Morby, short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 42 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 9.72 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
Vote no, again, based on the reasons already stated.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will also vote no based on the reasons stated this morning and by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote no based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning and comments this morning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote no from the with the previous reasons.
I also, based on P&Z's recommendation and the fact that we have denied the other two things, we can't approve this. I'm going to vote no. Motion denied. Next.
Thank you. Our next application is CZ 1979, filed on behalf of J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. This was a change of zone application for a change of zone from the AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an MR Medium Residential District for a property located at 1667 Kings Highway in Lewis. Parcel size is 25.56 acres. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held on June 27th of this year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, County Council deferred for further consideration.
More with your time, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.56 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
I will make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We're going to take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission with conditions.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning.
Riley.
I'll vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's reasonings.
I also, based on P&Z's recommendation and reasons, I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Our last item of old business is conditional use number 2359, also filed on behalf of J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. This is a conditional use application within an MR medium density residential district for multi-family dwelling units, 102 units, to be located on a parcel at 1667 Kings Highway, Lewis. Again, the County Council held a public hearing at its meeting of June 27th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, action was deferred for further consideration.
Mr. Moore, be short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium residential district for multifamily, 102 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.56 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through Q. And it's my understanding Mr. Schaefer may have some motions made before introduction.
I do, if that's okay. I have two that are really just housekeeping measures. Under item 4, the conditions offered by planning and zoning, I'd like to strike the number 6 in the last line and substitute the number 4. The site plan is actually for 3.99 units per acre, and that's I believe that must be just a clerical error.
Okay.
The second.
Are you going to make them separately?
Yes, let's do separately. So that's the first. That's your first motion for a change. Okay.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
I second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obviously, yes. Motion carried. Now your next one.
My next one is also, I believe, just a housekeeping measure under 9C. I'm trying to get my computer to change pages. Conditions provided by the Planning and Zoning Commission be amended regarding the size of the pool by striking 10 to reduce the size of the surface area of the pool from 10,000 square feet to 1,000 square feet.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. What's your next one?
I'd also like to make a motion to add this condition. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for the subdivision frontage along Kings Highway with appropriate landscaping consistent with the goals of the Lewis Scenic and Historic Byways Corridor Management Plan. The Kings Highway landscaping shall be permanently maintained by the developer and or the homeowners association and shall be noted on the final site plan.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
I would also like to make a motion under condition 9H, as provided by the Planning and Zoning Commission, to be amended by striking the last sentence of 9H and adding the following condition. However, while their interconnection must remain open to address concerns about this becoming a shortcut where people will speed through these connected communities, the applicant shall install a gate approved by the state fire marshal to limit through traffic and also install other traffic calming devices, including curb bump outs and elevated crosswalks as set forth in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan at the boundary line between the governor's community and the cottage community.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I have a question.
Well, let's get a second first.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay, motion and second. Mr. Hudson, the question, Mr. Hudson.
Maybe a little bit of change to that gate, not so that it's not only for emergency vehicles, but for the people that live in Governors. Because I'm not a big fan of interconnectivity from my past life as a state trooper, because sometimes interconnectivity, not only does it cause shortcuts, it also invites less than really nice people. And that's what's proven in the past. So I would say maybe could we change that to a gate where they could have maybe like an easy pass type thing, or some kind of card reader that tells them that they can, you know, for the people that are in Governors to use it, not just the general public.
That's acceptable to me, the maker of the motion, and I think that can be easily accommodated. It's done in many, many communities throughout the county, either with a credit card or a transponder.
Mr. Moore, how's that going to word?
We would need to add language that approved by the state fire marshal to limit through traffic except through card access to residents of Governor's subdivision. And frankly, I've never seen one quite like this, so I'm not sure how that would work, but that's based on what you're suggesting.
Okay, if you don't, I don't know whether it would work or not. I don't.
Well, they are used all over the county. I think the question is the language. How do we say that properly?
That would be part of it, but I'm not sure which subdivision has it.
As you know of the day, do we have anything else? A gate that you access with some kind of a key fob or a card or something?
As an interconnectivity with no staffing. So there are staffed barrier access,
but no staff.
None that I'm aware of. It's okay. Because that is the question is, who opens it in an emergency?
Well, I can tell you, I have a number of communities in my district that have gates with no staff, and they use a transponder or a credit card.
I have one.
Maybe we should check, see if they're legal.
They hold them at the, well, they're approved by the fire marshal.
Fire marshal doesn't control our land use.
I understand.
Thank you.
Well, that's my motion.
How do you want to?
I would make that amendment.
And I'll accept it.
Okay. Mr. Moore, if you read that for us here.
Okay. The amendment would read, however, while the interconnection must remain open to address concerns about this becoming a shortcut where people will speed through these connected communities, the applicant shall install a gate approved by the state fire marshal to limit through traffic except through card use by residents of a governor's subdivision, and also install other traffic calming devices, including curb bump outs and elevated crosswalks, as set forth in Sussex County Comprehensive Plan at the boundary line between Governor's Community and the Cottage Community.
We have a motion and a second. This is only on this amendment now.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Shaver votes yes. Mrs. Greed?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Well, I don't think that's the intent of our interconnectivity and our land use. That's a personal opinion. I'm going to vote no when the motion passes. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Let me get back to my agenda.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
At this, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium residential district for multifamily, 102 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25.56 acres more or less, for reasons 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through R as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
I second.
Mr. Hudson, question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the conditions as presented by planning and zoning and as amended today.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation from planning and zoning as amended this morning.
Hudson.
I also vote yes as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations as amended.
Well, because we amended them, I'm going to vote no. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Law Enforcement United is requesting $1,000 for the Road to Hope 2024. There's no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I am referencing my notes here very quickly. I'm sorry, Mr. Jennings, what was the total amount requested?
$1,000.
I'll offer $500 from the third district account.
I'll also do 500.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 to Law Enforcement United for Road to Hope 2024, being $500 from District 3 Council MAC account and $500 District 4 Council MAC account. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obwe, yes. Motion carry. Next.
Next one is Good Samaritan Aid Organization is requesting $1,000 for their annual Christmas food basket toy outreach. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $1,000 from Mr. Vincent, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make that same motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. To grant $1,000 to Good Samaritan Aid Organization Incorporated for their annual Christmas food basket toy outreach, being $1,000 in District 1 Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carry. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Blades Police Department is requesting $550 for security cameras. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $750 for the Blades Night Out event. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
If somebody make that motion, please.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $550 from District 1 Council MAC account to the Blades Police Department for security cameras and a shelf monitor. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obwe, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily, 180 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 48.36 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
The next one's also in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.7 acres, more or less.
Introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
The next one is also in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend the conditions of approval for conditional use number 1713, ordinance number 1961, to allow for an additional building to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.28 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Let's introduce it.
And the last one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.11 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember comments? Councilmember comments? Anybody?
June, did you want to get a picture this morning?
Yes. Well, let's do any comments first.
Mr. President, if I can make one comment. Today, we had someone come up and went and asked for public comments and wanted to address something we were voting on today, and we've seen that quite often. So it might be appropriate for council and you, Mr. President, when you announce the public comments, add to that. However, we cannot accept comments on any matter that there's been a public hearing and the record's been closed, so that way the public knows in advance.
Good point. Good point.
Based on what the court has.
That is correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Yeah. The court's very consistent. We cannot accept anything. We can't engage in any communications, and that's why I read that at the end of or during my presentation in all public hearings, that you can't consider that.
Yeah, and I'd like to second Mr. Vincent's comment that we respect and welcome all comments, but you know, we have to follow the law.
Correct. Any more council comments? Anybody? I do have one thing before we go into executive session. Just looking at it, this afternoon, we have 7 hearings this afternoon on solar arrays.
Thank you.
Not solar farms. Yeah.
They don't grow anything.
No, they don't grow kilowatts. But I would like while Mr. Lawson sitting here to direct Mr. Lawson and Mr. Moore and Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Robertson to take a look at these solar arrays, and should we have these things required to be in a certain zone? Should be a certain amount of land, a number of things. For some reason, we're getting a lot of requests for these things. And I'm not so sure we're not going to, at some point in time, end up wondering why we didn't put some requirements on them versus just because it's AR1 land. Because as Secretary Skuse told me a week or two ago, they don't grow anything. They're not a farm.
Well, I agree. I think they're more industrial in nature than they are anything else. And
that, and should we do setbacks, how far they can be from houses?
And we had talked about the county requiring the bond, but then the county should hold the bond against the eventual dismantling of that array.
So if you all would take a look at that and come back to us, and that probably is something sooner versus later, that'd be a good thing. Okay, entertain a motion to executive session for personnel. Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All right, we're now downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Yes,
we're now downstairs, executive session for personnel.
So